In the Rambam in Hilchos Esuri Bia Perek Tes Vav Halacha Lamid Beis, the Rambam gives us the din of the special nemonos that there is for a chaya, for a woman, a midwife, someone who gives, who helps the mother give birth. Zok the Rambam, Nemenas Chaya Leimar Zeh Ben Kayin Hu Elevi Enosin Emamzer. This chaya, the one who helped a woman give birth, and have your child, she's nemon. She can say that this child is a kayin or a levi or a nosin or a mamzer. Now she was there and she knows which child it is, where it comes from, and she can be meyid that he's a kohen or a levi, which is positive, and that he's a bal yichus, or for keret, he's a nosin or a mamzer. Why? Because the child wasn't huchzak, it wasn't muchzak one way or the other, and we don't know his yichus. So mila she's nemenes. That's the first chelik ad halacha, the nemonos of the chay. When is this said? When she's huchzika ben amonus, and amonus is established, nobody was ma'arir on her. But if someone is ma'arir, even one person alone, and he says that she was made b'sheker, ain't on a menus, then shitak is not a menus. And therefore, v'raya ben b'cheskas kosher ve'in le'yichus. The ben remains b'cheskas kosher in le'yichus. The pashtas, what it means? Becheskas kosher, and as she said, he's a mamzer and a nosin. But now her words were someone was ma'arer, so we don't accept she's a mamzer and a nosin. So he remains becheskas kosher. On the other hand, she said if she would have said he's a kohen or a levi, but now she was opkishlagin, the mele ain lo yichus. He has no yichus. So when we remove what she says, so he's becheskas kosher. He's not a mamzer and a nosin, and ain lo yichus. He's not a kohen or a levi. That's the loch on the Rambam. Over here, there's a couple of pratim. I want to talk about one prat and a second, then we'll see maybe how they're connected. The first prat is l'chura. There's a kasha mireshel sefer. The Rambam started off by saying, why is the chaya nemenos? Let's see, why could the chaya say that the child is a mamzer or a nosin? So he says mipnei shalei huchzak, because the child is not huchzak. So her nemenos is l'chura because there is no chazok. On the other hand, at the end, he says that if someone comes as ma'arir on the chayah, so mele we throw her words out. So ha'reya ben becheskas kosher. So the ben remains a kosher, which means that if you minus the chayah from the equation, the child has a cheskas kosher. So if the child has a cheskas kosher, how could the Rambam say in the beginning of the halacha that she's nemenes to say he's a mamzer because leihuchzak? So again, lav reisha seifa. In the beginning, she says, why could she say he's a mamzer because we don't know? So if you don't know, that means he has no chazaka, loy huchzak. In the end of the halacha, he says that after she said that he was a mamzer, and then came a ma'arer and said that she's lying, so we throw out what she said, and he remains becheskas kosher, is doch yedo chazaka. So was there a chazaka or wasn't there a chazaka? Ashayla pashim mirish sefer from this particular Rambam. So I want to say, efshavartim pshat, maybe it's pashat pshat, maybe it's a chidush, I'm not sure, that there's a difference between cheskas kosher and huchzak. What's the pshat? Harei ben becheskas kosher at the end means like this. If you don't know if a person, if you don't know if he's a mamzer or not a mamzer, you have no idea about a person is a mamzer or not a mamzer, he has a cheskas kashrus. I mean, it's machlek, it's shen, but many rishonim hold this. The time a person comes, a yid, as long as we know he's a yid, we don't have to be cheshir, she's a mamzer. So mele is becheskas kosher. Perhaps that's not the pshat, huchzak. Cheskas means I don't know. Being that I don't know, I don't have to assume there's a problem. Huchzak means that we know positively that he's good. And that's a big difference. There's a big difference between when you say that being that I don't know, I don't have to be cheshish, versus, no, we know we have a raya, we know we have a huchzak that this is good. So, perhaps that's the pshat. In the beginning of the halacha, the Rambam says, why is a chayin a menace to say the child is a mamzer? Because lay huchzak, there is no birur that this child is not a mamzer. Tzakel lay huchzak. So he says that there's no birur that he's not a mamzer. This chaya has an amonus to say he's a mamzer. On the other hand, what if you take the chaya's words out of the picture? Because someone was ma'arer. And now we have a child that we don't know. It's leihuchzak. No, if it's leihuchzak, so it's a sofik. If it's a sofik, he has a cheskas kashrus. Al-Kaponim, if this is true, so we have the birur of the beginning to the end of this halacha. Again, the nukudas achiluk is that there's huchzak means I know something. Versus cheskas means I don't know, and therefore you fall back to a chazoke. And we're saying that a chaya is nemenes to say he's a mamzer, calls man there's no huchzak, even though without her words there would be a cheskas kashrus. That is one nekuda, but there are chef shabshat on the Rambam. Second nekuda, the Rambam said that this nemenes of the chaya is only calls man there is no ma'arer. Lashna Rambam, the Bemedvar Mamurim Beshehuchzeka Benemanus Vele Eder Aleha Odom. But if there is a Ma'arer, even Echot, so then we take away her words. That's the halach in the Rambam. It comes from the Gemara in Kedushin Dafayin Gimel by this din. The message is there's a big diun. Why Takya, the Eder of one person, could be Mesalek in the Manus of Achai? So the Ran already asks the Kasha. And the Beis Shmuel and Shulchan Aruch Siman Daled is Ma'arer. He brings it on. He brings another answer. It's Halach Shalke V'Tariya. In other words, Emes, it's a double shaila. First of all, there's a general din in Irur Pachas Mishnayim to be Ma'arer the Kashrus or something in each time, not one. Din in Gemara Kama Mekemes the Ran brings over here. Secondly, there's a din called Makim Shemin Oteri Edechad Ariyuk Mishnayim. Once we believe someone, so we believe them. If we believe him, so that's a Vegestalt. Now you can't another person who comes to Ma'arer. That's not going to be mevatel the first edus. Again, once we were mekabel something, we were mekabel. Now you'd have to have two edin to be ma'arer. That's a general din. And again, this is a shaila that Rishonim and Poskim deal with this din. The Rambam doesn't say anything about it. What's the hasbara? So what's the hasbara of the nemonos of this idur of one person? But when you medayik in lashna Rambam, it's also the Rambam is clearly trying to tell us something deeper. The Rambam says again the words, "B'medvar amurim b'shehuchzika b'ne'emonus v'le'irir oleho odom." Avalam irir oleho afilo echo v'amar b'sheker me'ida inen amenus. What does the Rambam mean with those words, "B'medvar amurim b'shehuchzika b'ne'emonus"? What are the words? First of all, what do they mean? B'chlal, it's only if she was huchzika b'ne'emonus. I mean, the Rambam should have said, "Pasha b'medvar amurim kishale'irir oleho odom," or calls man she'in irur. This whole extra b'medvar amurim b'shehuchzika b'namonus v'lo irir oleha odom avalam irir oleha afilu echad v'amar b'sheker me'ida einan amenas. Thus made the Rambam da with this double lush or these extra words b'medvar amurim b'shehuchzika b'namonus. The Nachna Chazach, the Rambam should have said that she's the menas, and if someone is ma'arer, so we're mevatel. You know, if someone is ma'arer, so we passel the child. The Rambam says that she is nemenes. Pemed v'rmamurim b'shuch zegob b'nemanes v'leirir aleodem. Avlam irir aleho is eino nemenes. It all goes back to her nemanes. Not that she said and we believed her, that someone was ma'arir, so maybe we take away the din. No, the nemanes of the woman is only b'shuch zegob b'nemanes v'leirir aleho odem. What's leaked on the Rambam? Kenzai nefshir hazeh. Otake, similar to the Yisayid we said earlier about huchzak. What does it mean? What do the words mean with the Rambam saying, b'shehuchzeka b'nemonos? She's normally, every person when they say something, so why do we believe them? Because they have a cheskas kashrus. I don't know that they're liars. They have a cheskas kashrus. What does huchzeka b'nemonos mean? The words huchzeka b'nemonos, not only the person has a cheskas kashrus, but that what they said was accepted and not challenged. That's the person Pirush Hamilas of the Rambam. B'medvar mamurim, when is a chayim nemenas b'shehuchzeka b'ne'emonus v'la'irir aleha odom? Her nemenas stood, nobody said anything. Avalim irir aleha, afilu echad, v'amar b'sheker me'ida, eina nemenas. Anybody who comes to challenges what she says, so is that up? She doesn't have any nemenas anymore. Which is unusual, like we saw in the Shilas of the Ran. Normally a person says something and it's accepted. So why? Because someone else came and said that it's not true. We don't accept the first one. Why not? Does the Rambam that the nemanus of a chaya is only when it remains unchallenged? That's the whole gather of her nemanus. What's this special nemanus they gave a chaya? If she says something that wasn't challenged, huchzeka b'nemanus, then she stands, then her word stands. But if it's challenged, has he gar nicht gesagt? Verwas nicht. So Asher Abalabatish is for, what's this concept of a nemanus of a chaya? What's the special yichus of this chaya? Because she's a midwife, she has a nemanus. Bepashtus, like it says, it says in Sforim, and it's understood, l'chura bepashtus. Because she is the only one that's there. In other words, the chaya is the one when a baby is born. Now we have a shaila, v'yudafen avekshtel, and what kind of a baby is this? Who's the one who can say the one who was there? So what's the whole yichus of the chaya when she's talking the only one? When what she says remains unchallenged because she knows and nobody else knows. But if she says and someone else says, I think not, that means that the whole yisayid of the nemanus of that this is the person who knows is lavdafke. There's someone that says she doesn't know. Und das liegt an der Rambam. A chai is a different type of an emunus than a regular person. A regular person is neman because he has a cheskes kashrus and does yidus. So now you want to challenge him? Why would we listen to the challenger? A chai is not nemenes because of her cheskes kashrus, because then every person should be believed. She's nemenes because she's a chaya. The gather of the chaya is that nobody else knows. She was going to come to us, tell us, I was there and I know kach v'kach. As long as she remains unchallenged, huchzikob in emunus, the male is good, we accept. Mashenkin, if either alayachad amr b'sheker mida, ain't a menas. Not pshat that he is stronger than her. The one who's being ma'arid is better than the chaya, or that we accept his words over the chaya. Why is he better than her? The vart is that takes away the special nemanus that a chaya has. The med vorem amurim. When does a chaya have an amanus? B'shuchzikob an amanus. Will either alay? But if someone says sheker mida, ain't a menas. Kum teis we have here. That's the second order here in the Rambam. It comes out twice in the same halacha. The Rambam used the concept of huchzak. In other words, tzavekstelen dem inyan, not just like a cheskas kashrus, but huchzak. We used it twice, right? We saw in the beginning of the halacha. The Rambam says, why is a chayin a menace about this child? Because the child wasn't huchzak yet. He might have a cheskas kashrus, but it wasn't established. The gather of a chay is to come and establish what the child is. She's the one who's there, the only one who's there. She can establish. So Kalsman, it wasn't established, she could establish. As long as her words remain the establishment. In other words, huchzika bekashrus, nobody challenges her. If she's challenged, she lost her nemanus of the chaya. So melein and nemanus.